Well, as the COVID pandemic continues, Brockton remains one of the communities that has been hardest hit. And joining us to discuss this is that city's mayor, Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dan. Again, thank you for having me on this week. I truly appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, first off, what are the latest in terms of numbers in the city of Brockton?
Yeah, I mean, the sadness continues. We're up to 422 loss of life, 422 deaths of Brocktonians. Current cases, 297 active positive cases right now, COVID-19. And total cases overall, 13,191 cases in the city of Brockton.
Now, I also wanted to ask you about something that recently, of course, broke the other day. That's the news with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. How is that going to impact vaccination in the city?
Yeah, I mean, we put a pause on it, just like CDC recommended. We put a pause. We also have posted the guidelines from CDC on our city website. So we had done clinics that were J&J, the one and done, but because there is some health ramifications, although it's one in a million, nonetheless, it exists. So we've completely put a pause on that. And the clinics we're doing today at the Westgate Mall are Pfizer. The clinics we're doing Saturday up at the Shaw Center City Clinic will be Pfizer or Moderna as well.
And I'm glad you did mention that, because you are, like you said, having a clinic this weekend again.
Yes, so we've had really two successful Saturday. We actually did Saturday and Sunday last weekend. And it's not the Neighborhood Health Center. It's just our local Board of Health. We're doing it on the weekends with our Brockton Emergency Management Agency, our school nurses, Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant. So it's been really great. Neighborhood Health Center is still up there Monday through Friday. But we're really just trying to maximize the use of the Shaw Center. So weekends is just another option, another tool in the toolbox. And the general public is welcoming that, and we'll support that. And as long as people are ready, willing, and able to roll up the sleeve, Dan, we're going to provide that shot.
Now, speaking of vaccinations, I understand that you're looking for an outreach coordinator. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, we were fortunate enough to get some funding from DPH. We've had a wonderful relationship and collaboration with our partners at DPH. So they gave us some grant funding through our Board of Health. We're actively looking for a vaccine coordinator. Some municipalities say a vaccine czar, but we're using vaccine coordinator, someone that's going to be able to really coordinate the efforts, outreach. Brockton's so diverse, so all different aspects of the community. And really maximize our metrics when it comes to giving out the shot. So if anybody is listening to this, and it is residency required, so if you live in the city of Champions and you're interested, please go on brockton.ma.us for our job postings.
Now, I wanted to talk about something else that's, unfortunately, we just found out, the Brockton Fair apparently not happening this year.
No, again, and I mean, I support that. The Kearney family made the decision, and you know, I used to work there as a teenager at Brockton High School. So the Brockton Fair is really, it is a piece of history. It's a piece of the community, our fabric. And again, they had to cancel it last year, first time in the history, and unfortunately they have to cancel it again out of abundance of caution. So, we're hopeful that a year from now things have changed in a really positive way, and we can get back to doing some normal things, because the Brockton Fair is always summer fun in the city of Brockton.
Now, I also want to talk to you about something that looks like it could be reopening, and that's BAT is considering reopening the bus station in Brockton.
They are. I literally was just, as mayor, I chair the BAT Bus Corporation. I was just on a call this morning. We had our advisory board meeting, and that is going to come to fruition. All the health protocols and safety endeavors are going to be adhere to, but Mike Lambert, the executive director of BAT, Brockton Area Transit, is ready to do that. And again, it's going to be in a safe way and in a manner that is going to be abiding by all the health protocols. So that is accurate information, and it will be coming to fruition.
Now, of course, I wanted to ask, it's something people are always concerned about, and that is, what's this latest situation with the schools right now?
Yeah, so again, next week is school vacation week, right, April 19th. And then on the 26th, we are going to be going back. We're phasing out hybrid. This week and last week, it's students are in 3 days a week, and the other group are in 2 days, so they alternate. But starting on the 26th, we are going to be adhering to all the protocols and safety endeavors. But Mike Thomas, superintendent of the schools, and Mark D'Agostino, the vice chair of the school committee, and all the school committee members, have made a vote, and we're going to abide by it as long as it's safety precautions and protocols are in place for our staff and our students. So number one thing, Dan, is we have to have a safe environment for our educational learning, and I'm confident that we're able to do that. But if there's ever an uptick and we need to pull it back and pause it, we won't hesitate to do that either.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Enjoy your day, and I'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.